We're all finding ways to cope. Cooking, binge watching, I've turned into a mad jigsaw puzzler. And then there's the explosion of video gaming. One game in particular caught the attention of our tech correspondent, Lydia Manalidou. It's giving people an escape to try things mostly unimaginable in real life.
Right as Nintendo was gearing up to release Animal Crossing last month, John Walker was getting ready to hunker down in his home in Bristol, Southwest England, because of the coronavirus. Walker has a wife and a 5-year-old. It was a stressful time. He wasn't planning on getting Animal Crossing, but he writes about video games for a living. So when the game did come out, he started reading people's reviews.
And honestly, I just started crying. The reviews were talking about this wonderful safe place, a beautiful island where you could create and just have fun.
In the game, you, the player, are a human living among friendly and really adorable animal neighbors. The objective is to create the island of your dreams and to take care of it. You pull out weeds, plant flowers, and water them.
You can chop trees and get wood and build buildings.
Including your dream house, which you can decorate any way you like. You can sell things for money in the game or use the resources you collect to build things, furniture, soccer fields, playgrounds.
If you have friends playing the game, you can visit their islands and interact, go dig up their flowers. And just generally have a sort of this bucolic, relaxing time where there's plenty to do, but there's no pressure to rush with it.
In this world, there are no lockdowns, no travel restrictions, and no rules about what you can and can't do outside.
Things that we used to do in the real world, and now we are kind of translating that to Animal Crossing.
Alexander Hess is in Santiago, the capital of Chile. He actually played the first version of Animal Crossing, which came out in the early 2000s. He was a young kid at the time.
My mom got me Animal Crossing because animal is written the same in English and in Spanish, so animal. And she said, a game with animals, that's cute.
Hess loved the game as a child, and he loves the new version as an adult. His girlfriend, who lives with him, plays too. Before the coronavirus, the two of them would take each other out on dates all the time. Now they plan those outings through the game.
I basically take a little piece of my island and I create a sweet little spot. I put some tiki torch and a bench, music playing, and basically a picnic basket.
This game is also helping keep romance alive for couples who are apart and can't see each other. Brianna Uscali lives in Florida with her two kids. Her husband is in South Korea. He's in the Air Force. She loves waking up to gifts from him in the game.
Little like clothing items, it might sound silly, that are in the game that he knows that I would like. So like I woke up today and there was two things in my mailbox from him. And one of them was a skirt. So I still have it on in the game right now.
These types of connections and interactions are a healthy distraction for people like Ness Celeste, who lives in the Philippines. The situation there has been tense. Officials have threatened to use violence to enforce lockdown orders and to declare martial law. This worries Celeste, so she likes escaping to a virtual world.
Well, actually, every morning I meet with my friend in their island to get some coffee. Like, she put in a Starbucks there, so meet there every morning and just chat.
Across the South China Sea in neighboring Hong Kong, the game's being used for escapism and activism. Since the pro-democracy movement picked up steam last summer, there's been chaos and a major crackdown from China. Ping, who wanted us to only use his first name, lives in Hong Kong. He says activists have been using Animal Crossing to criticize the government more freely.
Without being harassed, without being a fear of what you express may get you into trouble.
Just a few days ago, Joshua Wong, a high-profile activist, shared a screenshot of a flag he made on his island that said, "Free Hong Kong, revolution now." There are other examples of this too. And it might explain why China has reportedly banned sales of the game. So there are the Animal Crossing protests, and then there are the parties. John Scheel and Ashley Price Bell are elementary school teachers in Melbourne, Australia. They were supposed to get married a couple weeks ago, but then coronavirus happened.
They cancelled and were pretty distraught and very depressed for a while.
But the wedding did go on, not in Australia, but on a virtual island in Animal Crossing. The couple's friends surprised them by planning a wedding in the game on the same day they were supposed to get married. They streamed the whole thing online.
You don't want to be upstanding? Is that what you do? Do you stand up for the bride?
No, you get in the
We were originally going to get married on the beach, so it was located on the beach.
So cool. Oh, look at that! Oh.
When we first went to the island, there were little tuxedos and shoes and stuff put out that I could put on.
This is so cute.
I know, I'm trying like really hard like not to tear up.
There was an arch to walk through as well, and everyone was sitting down.
They bought a harp. There was a harp.
Someone was playing the harp. The celebrant had, like, you know, the hat and, like, the whole get-up.
The officiant delivered their message through the chat in the game.
Today we are gathered to... Are you reading or not?
Celebrate the union of...
It was a quick ceremony. Then the couple typed in their I do's into the game and they were declared...
Mr. and Mrs. Yeah. Fia!
Then at the end everyone had party poppers that went off after Kiss the Bride. It was amazing. Yeah, it was so cool.
Some people are using Animal Crossing for other big life events. Karen Morgan lives in Glasgow, Scotland. This past weekend, a family member passed away from COVID-19.
We're not going to be able to have a funeral for Grandad, but I've been working on a little memorial park on my island.
She says working on a memorial park on her island is helping her cope with the whole thing. A few days ago, she went on an online forum for the game and asked if any players had any gravestones. That is an item in the game, but not everyone has it.
And I said, oh, I would love some if anybody has extra.
A woman from the US messaged her saying, I have some, come to my island. Morgan got one for her grandfather and one for her dad, who died back in February. She decorated the memorial with flowers and with in-game items that reminded her of her family. She'll do a real memorial when this is all over, she says. But for now, she's okay mourning in her own little virtual world. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.